אני, בוז'ו, סגו, סגולי, אני שנה, סקנגוגה. My name is Dan Smoke, and you are listening to Smoke Signals, a First Nations radio program here at Radio Western, CHRW, 94.7 FM. And we are heard every Saturday from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, changing the face of radio. And I'm in the studio this afternoon with my brother Hal Gilpin and my wife Mary Lou Smoke, co-hostess of Smoke Signals. Hi, Hal. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
So, the weather's pretty mild up here. We just got back into town yesterday. We came in from Syracuse, New York. We were down at the Onondaga Nation and visiting the Oneida Nation. They're just a short distance apart from each other, but we've been down there visiting with different spokespersons, and we had a thoroughly good time. We were well received, well accommodated. It was very hospitable, but we're glad to be back. And I understand that Paul was in last week to host the show, and we're very grateful to Paul Hogan, our brother over at the Nameron Friendship Center from the Mississauga Nation. He may be in to join us later on in the show. So, Mary Lou, what would you like to tell our listeners about our short trip?
Well, I was just going to mention that if Paul does come, we might just have a nice little Smoke Signals t-shirt for him that we picked up on our trip.
Yeah, down at on the Onondaga Reservation, there's a little cigarette smoke shop, gasoline, diner combination, and it's owned by Kevin Papineau, who we happened to meet when we were traveling on the White Roots of, or the Great Law of Peace tour this past summer on the pilgrimage of the peacemaker as he walked his footsteps through the Iroquois Confederacy and changed them when he preached the power, peace, and righteousness, which are the precepts of the Great Law of Peace. He was hosting our group, of which there must have been about, I would say, close to 25 people, 30 people in our group who went on this tour. And we were able to go over to his house. But he owns this Smoke Signals, which is a really quite a place. It's just booming in business. A lot of people come to buy cigarettes there and buy their gasoline there. And this is one of the issues that's really facing Native people today. This unregulated cigarette trade, gasoline trade, without the collection of the taxes, because it infuriates the provincial, state, federal governments. And they want to be able to generate some revenue themselves. But the Native people have been exercising their sovereignty, exercising their nationhood status by practicing this right to sell cigarettes and gas. So we were down at Onondaga, and there they have the smokehouse. At Smoke Signals, they have their t-shirts of the Onondaga Nation. So when we were down there this past summer, we were fortunate enough to pick up a couple, and they are nice-looking t-shirts. But someday in the near future, maybe we here at Smoke Signals will have our own t-shirts. And you know, hopefully we'll see that day sometime. But whilst we were down there, we were trying to get some footage for the Great Law of Peace packaged series that we are attempting to put together here at Smoke Signals. We are currently in production trying to do that, and we would like to be able to play that for you here on Smoke Signals in the near future. And we do have footage of the actual recital of the Great Law of Peace, which took place September 19th to the 27th at the Iroquoian Institute on the Six Nations Reserve. Being hosted by the Iroquoian Institute, there were a number of various dignitaries of the Iroquois Confederacy. Some of our Confederate lords were in attendance. The actual recital was done by Cayuga Chief Jake Thomas of the Sandpiper Clan. He's the actual one of the few living people today who know the Confederacy law in its entirety. And because of his ability to speak all six languages of the Iroquois Confederacy, he is able to interpret and translate into English the great law in its pure form, in its purest, without missing any of that purity. And because he has been a past lecturer, professor, in the Native Studies Department at Trent University, he brings this expertise as a lecturer and as a teacher to this new position as a translator of the Great Law. And so for the people who are in attendance, some 300 people every day, it was really enriching to hear the Great Law of Peace and how it came to the Iroquois Confederacy. So because we were there in attendance, we were allowed to tape the proceedings that were taking place, and we would like to share them with our listeners here at Smoke Signals. And we would also like to share them with other First Nations radio programs. But at this time, we may get around to that later on today, depending on our time. But for now, I'd just like to say that we are going to be playing another installment of the Spirits of the Present. The installment that we will be playing today is episode 13. It's entitled The Indian in the Global Mind, and this is the Native American legacy of Native America. And we have been playing that since October the 12th, which is Columbus Day down in the United States, and which is Thanksgiving Day up here in Canada. So right now we'll take a music break and we'll listen to Robbie Robertson, who is a Mohawk from the Six Nations Reserve. And the song we're going to listen to is Somewhere Down the Crazy River.